Cellular Automata, Life on a Grid. In modeling, we often make the world a grid. This could be the picture of an agent-based model. We see two types of agents, the foxes and the rabbits, in a predator-prey scenario, probably. And each agent, in this case, inhabit what we call a cell. And cells have neighbors, so that cell has three neighbors, the way it's drawn. And the inhabitant of a cell can interact with neighboring cells. In agent-based modeling, we make the different agent active. So the fox is an agent and has a behavior as a predator. The rabbit is also an agent and has a behavior as a prey agent. In cellular automata, the agents are not active. Instead, we make each individual cell active. So it's a cell of the grid which is the active entity instead of the agent inhabiting the cell. In a simple predator-prey scenario, we could have three cell states: occupied by prey, occupied by predator, or empty. In a more advanced model, we could have more states, such as grass providing fodder for the prey alongside empty. We could have a fox and cub state, and so on. In a cellular automaton, we do not model the occupant separately. The occupant is only a property of the cell, and it's a cell that decides its own state transitions. Well, a cell in a cellular automaton is in one and only one state at any time. In the simple example we've seen, we have three possible states: rabbit state, fox state, or empty state. And it's easy to imagine some state transitions. For instance, an empty cell can become a rabbit cell. When would that happen? Most typically due to a birth. It could happen if the empty cell has two adjacent rabbit cells. It could also happen because the rabbit runs. Similarly, a rabbit cell becoming a fox cell would happen if the fox dines on the rabbit. A fox cell could become empty if the fox starves to death, and so on. You could have the rabbit turning into an empty cell if the rabbit dies of old age, for instance. So in short, in modeling, you can continue coming up with new state transitions happening under certain conditions, and that would make up a... Let's have a little deeper look at the automaton. It is one automaton, two automata. And an automaton is a state machine, and I will call it a state machine in the sequel. Usually people talking about automata use more formalism than I want to do. So this state machine, or automaton if you prefer, is a directed graph. It consists of nodes that we call states, and edges which we call transitions. And each transition maps from one state into another, and it is labeled with a condition indicating when and how the system could move from one state to another. At any one time, the system isn't exactly one state. So in the cellular automaton, that's a complex model, so each individual cell is a state machine. each individual cell can move from one state to another under certain conditions. Cell state transitions can happen for any number of reasons. In the cellular networks, the cell will observe neighbor cells as a basis for transitions. So using knowledge about what happens in the neighborhood, the cell will decide on how to transition from one state to another. A couple of typical transitions are these four. An empty cell that has two neighboring rabbit cells can give a birth, which means that the cell changes from empty to rabbit. A fox with an adjacent rabbit cell means that the fox can move and dine on the rabbit. That would mean the cell changes from fox to empty. Of course, there is also a state transition in the cell where the rabbit was, but that's left out here. A rabbit which has both an adjacent fox and an adjacent empty cell can flee, also making the cell empty. A rabbit reaching the age limit would die, also changing the cell from rabbit to empty. And the list could go on. It is you as modelers who have to choose what transitions to include in the model. To summarize, there are at least two ways to model on the grid world. We can make the agents active, resulting in an agent-based model, or we can make the cells of the grid active, resulting in a cellular automaton. And they are two quite separate paradigms. In the cellular automaton, each cell is modeled as a state machine, and it is the cell that monitors its state transition conditions. So it is the cell which are the primary objects in a object-oriented implementation, and they need to contain the complex rule set that makes up the model. In an agent-based model, it is the agents, the inhabitants of the cell, that is the complex model. Thank you.